This is Senator Al Simpson. Is the global warming debate just heating up, fueled with hot gases from hysterical speeches, or is it time to cool things down just a bit? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, I see that the old environmental extremists are again sharpening up their knives to sink it in George Bush's hide, this time about global warming. President Bush has promised an aggressive U.S. research effort on this rather new environmental phenomena. It would be quite foolish to rush headlong into a solution when we haven't even yet grasped the problem. Just a few years ago, scientists were warning us all of an ice age. Now we're supposedly headed hell-bent for a boiling point. Scientists and some environmentalists can present all sorts of models, charts, and graphs. But as legislators, we have to vote yes or no, not maybe. Meanwhile, we've got a real live issue, clean air legislation, right before the Congress. The global warmers never show up to do any heavy lifting on that one. They warm their buns.
Now, President Bush wants to be the environmental president, but when the chips are down, his commitment always seems to fade out. Exhibit A is the fiasco over his disappointing recent speech to an international environmental group on global warming. Scientists are concerned that carbon dioxide and other industrial chemicals are acting like a greenhouse in the atmosphere, trapping radiation from the sun and making the Earth's temperature rise. At a conference in the Netherlands last year, the U.S. and other nations agreed to limit emissions of these chemicals. But now, under pressure from chemical industries, President Bush blinked. He paid lip service to the environment, but emphasized the economic problems and the hardships facing the polluters. President Bush gave the game away, Al, when he didn't even mention the phrase global warming in his entire speech. That may have warmed your polluting heart, Al, but he left those who genuinely care about the environment out in the cold. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.